regarding the tafsir yesterday, the Surah Nisa was recited, majority of Surah Nisa, which is in the third quarter of the first para, starting from the last quarter, going to the fourth para and a portion of the sixth para also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah mentions certain islah, reformatory measures regarding the Arabs, especially with regarding to their women folk and their wealth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts of the surah, Ya ayyuhan nasu taqoo rabbakum. O people, all of you, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fear your creator, the one who has created you. That is the only means by which a person will be able to look after his family in his house regarding children, is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no police system, there is no other system which a person can have looking after him 24 hours. It is only the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which will create in within a person the fear that I have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I cannot do injustice, I cannot oppress the orphans, I cannot oppress the weak, the women folk. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in whose name you are asking all your things, wal arham, and fear breaking of family ties. When a person gets married now, he's got in-laws to worry about also, he has to look after and fulfill their rights, he has to look after his own parents also. So regarding your family ties, make sure you try to keep them together. And remember, inna allaha kana alikum raqiba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching, he is guarding over you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person realizes that, then inshallah a person will fulfill the commands regarding his wife, regarding the children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, especially regarding orphans, be very, very careful about their money. Do not steal it, do not utilize it in the wrong way, but fulfill it, because normally the orphans, they've got no rights, they are very, very weak. They cannot demand their rights. So Allah ta'ala says, be careful about this. And regarding women folk also, Allah has given permission, you can get married to two women, three women, four women. But if you fear Allah ta'adilu, that you cannot be just to all of them, for wahidatan, then only get married to one wife. The main thing is to establish justice amongst them. Later on in the same surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this justice is referring to outward things. With regards to your heart, that is nothing within your control. وَلَنْ تَسْتَطِيعُوا أَنْ تَعْدِلُوا بَيْنَ النِّسَاءِ. To have more love for one wife than another wife, this is not, it's not possible. Oh, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for you even is not possible. So for other people to a greater extent. But still outwardly you must fulfill, you must be just to all your wives with regarding to spending your nights with them, how a person spends his money on them, he must be fair with that. Similarly with regarding to children also, a person, he has got more love for one child than another child, there is no problem with this. But outwardly he must show fairness to all of them. You cannot give one gift to one child, a bigger gift, and the other child you deprive him of the gift. This Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said is zulm and oppression, and he refused to accept. One sahabi wanted to give one of his child more than the other one. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam became very, very angry, and he did not allow it. This is regarding normal gifts. If assistance and help because of one child is in more need, then it's a different story altogether. But generally a person must show fairness, so one does not become upset with the other. So what is within our heart, we cannot control. But outwardly we have to fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala equally. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in great detail the masail of inheritance. And here Allah ta'ala, normally like in the Quran Sharif, like Salat, Allah just says perform Salah. The details come in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But regarding inheritance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in great detail, two pages, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned all the masail. How much will a lady get? How much will a male get? How much will a husband get? The wife get? The children get? In great detail. To show that man has got no choice in this matter at all. We have to accept the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding our inheritance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ. These are the limits which Allah ta'ala has set out. If you will follow Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this matter, Allah will enter you into Jannah. On the other hand, who will break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا. Allah will enter him into the fire. So we should be very, very careful. A person must have his will, especially we are living in a non-Muslim country, according to the Islamic law. There are wills prepared by the ulama councils. Try to get these words and have them filled in correctly, and find out from the ulama kiram the great detail regarding our inheritance and our property at home. One important masala regarding this is generally people live together in a house. There is no division of property. The person doesn't realize that this is my property, this is my wife's property. Now when one passes away, then there's a lot of fighting. The husband is demanding, this was my house. The wife says no, or the wife, if the wife passes away, the husband wants the whole thing. But the children say that some portion was the wife's. There's a lot of fighting and bickering amongst themselves. Three brothers are working in one shop. One passes away now. The other two brothers, he's not working in the shop. The father owned the shop. He had four sons. Two of them are working in the shop. And the father passes away. Those who are not working in the shop, they also demand a share from there. And they will get an equal share also, Islamically. Because our matters are not clearly spelled out from beforehand. There's a lot of fighting and bickering amongst ourselves. So one important masala is, all our matters must be sorted out before that. Especially in our homes also. Division of property. I must know what is mine, what is my wife's. Exactly, it must be clearly defined. So this inshallah will save a person from many, many problems. And then write our will out that I want according to the Islamic system, and find out from the ulama kiram exactly. This is a very, very important masala. It's the last masala when a person leaves this world, the last action he is doing regarding his money matters. So we should be very, very particular about our wills. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions regarding wives, a person must give them the proper mihr, and they will have some qualities within them which you might dislike, but still wa'athiruhunna bil ma'roof, love with them in a very, very beautiful way. If you dislike them, then perhaps you dislike something, whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed a lot of goodness in them. They have got weaknesses, they are made from a crooked rub, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says still look after them carefully, look after them nicely, fulfill their rights, I am making sifarish, I am interceding on their behalf. And they will have some weaknesses, but despite having weaknesses, Allah has a lot of goodness in them. Take the benefit from them and overlook their weaknesses. And men, by nature, the grass always looks greener on the other side. So a person always looking at somebody else. If a person is makes shukr with his wife, he looks towards his wife, Allah will give him happiness in his own married life. And not to look anywhere else. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the masail regarding nikah. That some people are haram for a person to get married. You cannot get married to your mothers, your daughters, your sisters, your aunts, your paternal aunts, your maternal aunts, your nephew, your nieces. Your nieces, your mother who had breastfed you, your foster sisters, and your mother-in-laws, your daughter-in-laws, you cannot get married to them. And you cannot get married to two sisters at one time. And those women who are married also, you cannot get married to them. If you are getting married, make sure you are getting married, make sure you are giving them their mehr, you are paying their amounts. Also from here, another important masala which the fuqaha have taken out, it is a masala of the sahaba radiallahu anhum, that if a person cannot also, like example, Allah Ta'ala says, that your daughter-in-law is haram for you, you can't get married to your daughter-in-law. So the ulama have taken out the masala also, it's called hurmat musahara. If a person touches with lust his mother or his mother-in-law or his daughter or his daughter-in-law, then the consequences are very, very destructive. His nikah will break, or his son's nikah will break, or his father's nikah will break, just by touching them with lust. So a person has to be very, very careful in this masala, especially in today's times, where unfortunately many, many evils happen in this regard. Even a person is taking his mother-in-law's hands, and there's no barrier now, and desire comes within a person for example gets an erection, the nikah is broken off forever between himself and his wife. He touches his mother-in-law, or he touches his young daughter-in-law, then your son's nikah, whether it's broken off completely. So a person has to be very, very careful in these matters. Today there is a lot of bi-ihtiyati, people are not worried, and desire a lot in people. So the person has to be very, very careful, even with his own family members, because the results of ulama say is even worse than three talaqs taking place here. So a person has to be very, very careful, Allah give us tawfiq to understand. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions again about money, that when a person is doing a business transaction, there must be happiness from both the sides. Both people must be happy, and a person must follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not in a batil way, in an incorrect way. A person takes money from somebody else. And when a person sees somebody else has got great abundance in this world, then you mustn't desire it. Don't have jealousy for another person. If you got something, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it to that person. Why are you angry with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? بِمَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بِبَعْضَكُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ. Allah has given it to that person. So why must you feel jealous about it? What you must do, وَاسْأَلُ اللَّهَ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. If you are feeling you want that thing also, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will grant you that, or Allah will grant you something far, far better than that. But do not become jealous over one another. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the husband Allah has made him the ameer in the house to look after the wife, because he's spending his money on her, his wife. And Allah has given him that virtue. And a woman must have good qualities within herself. She must be obedient to her husband. She must look after his property. She must look after her chastity. If the wife is not prepared to listen, and here the ulama also mentioned which matters, for example, she is not dressing up for the husband, or she is not fulfilling his sexual desires, he is calling her to sleep, or she is meeting somebody who the husband is not happy with, or she is leaving the house without permission, these four reasons, then only in that time, فَعِذُهُنَّ, then the husband must give her nasihat, he must give her advice. And if she is not prepared to accept the advice, he must stop eating her food. If still she is not coming right, وَهَجُرُهُنَّ فِي الْمَضَاجِعِ, then a person must abstain, don't sleep with her in the same room. And then as a last resort, وَضْرِبُوهُن, a person is allowed to hit his wife. He also, the ulama say, hitting means غَيْرَ مُبَرَّحٍ, it can't leave any marks on the body of that person. With a miswak stick, a person must give her a few shots, just to show that your pride, you've got pride within yourself, I'm very, very upset with this here. Beating on the face, this, and even just hitting here, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you are not the best of people who hit your wives. And together with that also, if a person is hitting his wife, as I mentioned, with a miswak stick, or not in one place, no marks must be left on the body. Hitting on the face is completely haram. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited a person from even hitting an animal on the face. So to hit one's wife, to hit one's children on the face, this is completely prohibited. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember, If your wife comes, they listen to you after that, then now don't bring up the old stories and do not make zulam and oppression upon them. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above you. Don't think you are alone in the house, I can do what I want to my wife, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you have some problems in husband and wife and you cannot sort out your own problems, then call some arbitrators. They must come and sort out the matter. If you really want to join up, Allah will make it. Allah will give you the tawfiq and ability. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages us, fulfill the rights of all human beings. Firstly, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, firstly, wawil walidaini. After Allah ta'ala, immediately your parents are mentioned. Ihsana. Hazrat mentions there are three levels. One is zulam and oppression. This is not permissible at all for any person. One is adl, to be fair. Somebody does good to you, you do good to them. That's also Allah ta'ala says, no, ihsana. You must make ihsan towards them. Someone does wrong to you, you fulfill the person's right to do good to that person. Allah ta'ala says, regarding your parents, regarding your family members, regarding the yatims, the orphans, regarding the poor people, regarding your neighbors who live close by to you, those who live far from you, your partner next to you, you're sitting in a bus, the person sitting next to you has got rights over you. Your wife is sleeping next to you at night, she's got rights over you. All of these people, Wabni Stavil, the traveler, وَمَا مَلَكَتْ إِمَانُكُمْ, and even if you have got slaves, not workers in the house, but even slaves, the lowest, even them Allah Ta'ala says, deal with them with ihsan and kindness. And who won't be able to do so? إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ مُخْتَارًا فَخُورًا. A person has got pride and arrogance within himself, he cannot fulfill the rights of those people. Humility is very, very important. And a person mustn't have stinginess within himself, but he must have the quality of generosity. This person will be able to fulfill the rights of people. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, one great harm which breaks family connections is because of alcohol. لا تقربوا الصلاة وأنتم سكارى. A person is drunk, he mustn't even perform salah at that time. This here causes great, great harm to a person. My marriages are broken because of this, and in today's time, drugs, this completely destroys the fabric of society. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you must remain pure as a Muslim people. I've given you taharat, I've given you wuzu, I've given you tayammum. This is to purify yourselves. A Muslim is always a person who remains pure. And by taking alcohol, by taking drugs, he's destroying his mind. He's remaining impure, and he's now become the tool of shaitan. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions also, regarding money matters, a person must be very, very careful. Amanat and trust, a person must fulfill it properly. Those people who have given him a trust, must make sure he returns it properly to those people. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that a person must always follow the command of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ. You cannot have true iman until you don't make Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a judge in all your matters in which you have got differences. Make Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have to accept his command. Only then will a person's family life, family structure, social structure remain correct when the commands of Allah and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are fulfilled. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in great detail about society at whole. One is jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One main object of jihad is that those people who are oppressed in the world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made jihad so you can look after those people, the women and the children who are being oppressed, they have been taken out of their homes and killed, oppressed. So Allah has made jihad permissible, that you must fight and look on behalf of these people. And don't think you can run away from death, because death will come to a person. أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. Death will come to you wherever you may be, even if you are hiding in your forts, but Allah, death will come to a person. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, all conditions come only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, when we are attributing, always attribute goodness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا أَصْوَابَكَ مِنْ حَسَنَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever goodness comes to you, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever evil a person does, فَمِنْ نَفْتِكْ, it is from my own nafs. I myself am wrong. I am a weak person. I am useless. I am hopeless. A person must attribute it towards himself. But goodness, attribute it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the demand and etiquette of adab and respect. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues mentioning other matters of the family also. One important matter is salam. A person must make salam common, especially when a person enters his home. It is coming later on also. Here also Allah mentions about salam. This creates muhabbat, it creates love amongst people. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you cannot have true iman until you don't have love for one another. And his team says, show you what, how will you get true love for one another? Afshu salama bainakum, spread the salam amongst yourselves. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the great harm of killing a Muslim person. Mistakenly also you kill a Muslim person, there is some diyat, a penalty a person has to pay. And if a person purposely kills another Muslim person, فَجَزَاءُهُ جَهَنَّمُ خَالِدًا فِيهَا. The actual punishment is, he was supposed to have remained in Jahannam forever and forever. Allah ta'ala through his mercy will forgive him, the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the actual punishment of killing another Muslim person is to remain forever and forever in Jahannam. And Allah is angry with that person. And Allah has cursed that person. And Allah has prepared a very, very severe punishment for that person. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about hijrat. A person has to leave his house sometimes. He's living in a place where there's kufr and shirk. And he cannot practice on Islam. So it becomes compulsory for that person to leave. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu, it was farz-e-ayn upon them. It was actually a sign of iman for them to leave their homes and go leave Makkah Mukarramah and go to Madinah Munawwara. Except some people were given permission. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions here that there are some of them who wanted to go in the path of Allah and they passed away before going. They were very, very worried, the family members, that maybe they are munafiqs, hypocrites. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, you made intention of going out in the path of Allah, of making hijrat. Allah has accepted it in His court. It's not within your ability, you tried. Allah ta'ala wants to see we are trying. As in Mawlana Shaykh Ali Thani rahmatullah said very beautifully, okay, the matlub is effort. A person must make effort. Wasal maqsood nahi hai. He says that talab maqsood hai. A person must show from his side desire. I got desire to do something. I want to do something. I want to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to make my Islam. But wasal maqsood nahi hai. A person to reach that level of perfection, it's not within his control and ability. He must continue trying. Allah wants to see a person trying. Once you are trying, then the rest lies in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And coming to the last ruku, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that shaitan will try to misguide a person. He comes to a person, gives him long, long hopes, and he makes a person change the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ Shaitan took a custom, I will change the creation of Allah ta'ala. I will make the ulama have written, I will make men cut off their beards. I will make women cut off their hair. They must have short hair. People must cut off their eyebrows. People must put tattoos on their body. All of these are changing the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَتَّخِذِ الشَّيْطَانَ وَلِيًّا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ فَقَدْ خَسِرَ خُسْرَانًا مُبِينًا If you take shaitan as your friend, leaving aside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are in great loss. He will promise you many, many things, and he will give you hopes. But all his hopes and promises are all deception. And the people who will follow him, they will go to Jahannam. And on the other hand, those who have got iman and accept the commands of Allah ta'ala, Allah will grant them jannat in this world already, happiness of their heart, and jannat in the year after. Coming to the end of the surah, also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the husband and wife, if they've got some problems, how they must sort it out. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says a person must be just and fair as a Muslim person. Even if he has to speak against himself, or against his own parents, or against his own family members, it doesn't matter. Allah is testing a person. A Muslim person is always a just person in life. And he fulfills the command of Allah ta'ala. He says, I must speak the truth, even if I have to go against my own family members. But he doesn't worry about the death. Because Allah ta'ala is testing a person to see whether a person is just or not. And in the last ruku, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, we should never ever take the kuffar and disbelievers as our friends, leaving aside the believers. If the munafiqs and hypocrites, they are such people, they go on both sides. They are in the lowest portion of Jahannam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I don't want to punish you. مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِنْ شَكَرَتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ If you have got the quality of shukr, you have to thank Allah ta'ala, and you have got iman within yourselves, why must Allah punish you? Allah loves you. Allah doesn't want to punish you. Allah wants to give you so many things. But Allah ta'ala is warning you to do not do wrong things. I will be forced to punish you because of your wrongdoings. I am very, very appreciative of every action of yours. And whatever small action you are doing, Alima, I am fully aware of this. Yeah. So become appreciative of the commands of Allah, of the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bring true iman and follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will grant you great, great goodness in this world and in the life of the year after. Allah give us to understand.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. روي عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال ما من قوم اجتمعوا يذكرون الله لا يريدون بذلك إلا وجهه إلا ناداهم مناد من السماء أن قوموا مغفورا لكم قد بدلت سيئاتكم حسنات حضرت انس رضی اللہ عنہ سے مروی ہے کہ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ جو بھی لوگ اللہ کے ذکر کے لیے مجتمع ہو اور ان کا مقصود صرف اللہ ہی کی رضا ہو تو آسمان سے ایک فرشتہ ندا کرتا ہے کہ تم لوگ بخش دیے گئے اور تمہاری برائیاں نیکیوں سے بدل دی گئی نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم has said whenever any group of people gather to make the dhikr of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, intending nothing but His pleasure, a caller from the heavens proclaims, stand up with all your sins forgiven, your evil has been changed into good deeds. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, when any group of people gather to make the dhikr of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, intending nothing but His pleasure, a caller from the heavens proclaims, stand up with all your sins forgiven. Your evils have been changed into good deeds. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. Fadhkuruni adhkurkum. Ana jaleesu man dhakarani. دل میں رہا ہو جائے ایک میں ڈالے ہوں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آبغل
تردد الهو تردد الهو تردد غير سابل كله اتجع نظر توي تو آي نظر ديكو جدل لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو الہی رہوں ایک خبردار تیرا تیرا کوئی تجھ سے کچھ کوئی کچھ چاہتا ہے میں تجھ سے ہوں یا رب طلبگار تیرا نہیں دونوں عالم سے کچھ مجھ کو مطلب تو ہی مطلوب میں ہوں طالب تیرا اتا غمرک امید امداد حق سے تجھے غم ہے کیا لا الہ الا اللہ لا کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں عطا کر دے وہ مجھ کو اپنی محبت میں اس کے سوا کچھ اور نہیں مانگتا ہوں اے ناراضگی جس کی دوزخ سے بھر کر اسی ذات کی بس رضا مانگتا ہوں اصل مجھ کو دنیا کی خواہش نہیں میں بخشش بروز جزا مانگتا ہوں سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس تن میں آخر وندے زبائے میرے الہ مستانا خوش می آئدم تامت جانا چنی می بائدم کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے جز آسما ہمدم نبود راز را غیر خدا محرم نبود خالی بی بر جذبائے مشتری شاہ در درماند کارا و آخری اے خدا ای بننا رسوا مکن گر بدم من سر من پیدا مکن اللہ 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 اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله إليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك وأتم علينا نعمتك وأسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.